What's up, what's up, what's up, awesome, amazing listener, this is your boy Fearless Eagle right here on What's the Topic, yeah, your number one awesome, amazing radio show right here on Active FM, yeah, this is your boy Fearless Eagle right here on Active FM, yeah, still in one piece, and I know you're still in one piece. How do I know that? You're still listening to What's the Topic, and you're sharing the show out there, yeah, so that it can change a lot of people's lives, so that it can touch a lot of people's lives, so that a lot of people, they actually know that What's the Topic exists, and not just What's the Topic, Active FM as a whole, yes, you know that you're part of the Active FM family, yeah, that is why you come back every single week, let's be honest. Why do you come back every single week? Because you love Active FM. I mean, it's like the number one radio station worldwide. Like worldwide in terms of it being a Christian radio station. Yeah, like that is the number one thing. We are a Christian radio station. And like I said, that is why you come back. You come back because we are a Christian radio station. And, you know, like actually adding the rest of the stuff on top, you know that we are a Christian radio station that offers different types of shows that touches on different types of topics, and you can listen to it anytime, anywhere, at the comfort of your ears, eyes. Obviously, you gotta see so that you know that you're going into Active FM. Yeah, that's what you gotta do. And yeah, comfort of your heart, you know, everything. Let me just put it that way. And you know that you can trust Active FM to make sure that your kids are listening. Because you know that they're going to get empowered on Active FM. Like, they're going to get a better message than the ones that are spread out there. Because we got other radio stations that, you know, like, actually speaking the honest truth, we got other radio station that, hey, what they are promoting is definitely, yeah, it's out. Let me just put it that way. It's out. Like, you don't want your kids to be listening to the content that is coming out from those radio stations, because the colorful words that are coming out, they are corrupting your kids. Like, literally, the topics that they are speaking about, they are corrupting your kids. What they are promoting and pushing, corrupting your kids. Yes. Corrupting your kids, that you do know, your friends, your family, yeah, like all of them, you know that they get impacted by these things. They get impacted by what they hear on those radio stations, and even the way the presenters on those radio stations think, they begin to develop that mindset. But right here on Active FM, we promote Christ, yo, and we're making sure that you go out there, you help people get to Christ. Because if they get to Christ, guess what? They're getting to heaven. Yeah. So we're spreading the word here and everything. Today's topic is going to be another artist. Yes, another artist that is well known, but that artist is no more. Yes. So we're going to touch on that artist and actually look at the type of life that they lived when they were still around. And yeah, you know, just speak a little bit about, yeah, them, you know, now that they are gone. Like, literally, we have a lot that we can speak about, myself and you listening to this. Like, we actually have a lot that we can touch on since they are actually gone. Because, like, look, they lived a life where they did impact. Let me be honest, they did impact people. But what we're gonna look at is the impact. Is it really positive or negative? What kind of impact did they leave behind? That is what we're going to be looking at. So, as you saw, the title of the show is Juice WRLD. Yeah, the title of the show is Juice WRLD. And that is literally who we're going to be looking at. We're going to be looking at Juice WRLD. Yeah, that's the American artist that we're going to be looking at, the next artist that we're going to be tackling. Yes, you know, tackling how we do things here, right here on Master Topic. You know, we love doing things like that. So we're going to be tackling Juice WRLD's life. But before we actually do that, here is a song by D. Moses. Yes, D. Moses, the one and only D. Moses. If you didn't know him, you're going to know him right here on Active FM. So here's a song by D. Moses called Made Clean. Enjoy.
Hey, what's going on? This is Adam Gilly, and you are listening to Active FM. Christ music is hot music.
Yeah, want to sing, hey, born again to win, yeah. All that I know is I was blind and I was see like a born to a king. We all got a kingdom there with 11-4. The question is, who's got your keys? My redeemer leaves just to live like there is no tomorrow. Hey, y'all was the martyr till you got rid of my sorrow. I was told, hold your horses, so I came rocking that polo. Everything was just a ride, never used to take it slow though. Yeah, self-praise, dedicated not to follow, yeah. To hide the pain in my soul, I was rolling solo. Hey, yo, double left action, hey, Mr. Know-it-all. Hey, pursue, we know the vain glory past the topic, hey. Hey, distinction every way, hating all the toxic, hey. Hey, bad company like we're behind on Texas, yeah. Hey, playing for the green only like the Celtics, hey. Hey, since everybody real, let me be authentic.
Yeah, yeah, you know the business like him when you keep a cheek. No. I keep a seat, preaching till I die, I to live eternally. You know the business like him when you live in sin. Cut your two fingers up, but you weren't really free, that's what it is. You know the business like him when you keep a cheat. Now I keep a seat, preaching till I die, I to live eternally. I was born to sin, hey, now that's out the window. And the blood of Christ coming clean everywhere that I go. Every second I know, every minute I know. Can I know?
Life is no joke, like a lung full of smoke, ayy. Don't waste it like data on a Facebook poke, ayy. If you can't walk the talk, ayy. Let your thoughts unlock, ayy. Pull up my little touch up little one my pep, ayy. The guys from my gang, I'm some more deal pins that dang, ayy. Yes, get telling data, ayy. Repent, I give it, ayy. Learning with the gang, stand tall, not in vain. I lost the nation, intercepting the vision to your visa. My DDS say I know peace, I know you won't get Hannah. Hell is not for the sinners, it's open for rejectors. Oh God, will you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Decision maker too highly favored like skyscrapers. If God is with us, which imitators can come against us? Salvation by confession, top eliminator of oppression. Truth and operation, moving, dropping, stagnation. Time snatching, dead invasion, old classic.
Let the change down for all my days are numbered, hey. Not for me to slumber, hey. Glory to the Father, hey, hey, hey. All my days are numbered, hey. Not for me to slumber, hey. Glory to the Father, yeah. You know the place is lacking when you keep a cheek. Now I keep a seat. Christian till I die, you to live eternally. You know the place is lacking when you live in sleep. Cut your two fingers apart, you weren't really free, that's what it is. You know the place is lacking when you keep a cheek. Now I keep a seat. Christian till I die, you to live eternally. I was born to sin, hey. Now that's out the window. And the blood of Christ coming in everywhere that I go. Every second I know.
Radio?
Well, of course, if you're listening to
Christ music, hot music.
That's how
how it is and that's how it goes.
For all your information
and all your entertainment.
Yep, that was D. Moses, and the song's title was Made Clean. Yeah, I know you love that track. It was like doing the most. Yeah, I enjoyed it. I actually loved it. And yeah, I was like moving my head and everything. And I know you also did the same. Yes. And yeah, I know you're also looking forward to the show as well. Yeah. Like I said, we're gonna be talking and, you know, tackling some interesting things, you know, about the artist's life. Yeah, I'm gonna look at a couple of things. So Juice WRLD. Who is Juice WRLD? Have you ever thought of that? Have you ever asked yourself that? Who is Juice WRLD? So, Juice WRLD, he's basically, okay, his government name, if I can put it that way, you know, his legal government name is Jared Anthony Higgins. That is his full name. Jared Anthony Higgins, that is his government name. How the government identifies him, they know him as, if you, in fact, if you had to go on his identification, okay, here it would be identification card in USA. Well, I would say, yeah, driver's license, you know, that's the name that they will put on the driver's license. Jared Anthony Higgins. So it wouldn't be Juice WRLD, because the government, when you are born in the hospital, didn't say, hey, your name is Juice WRLD. No, they didn't give him that word. They didn't give him that name. So his full name is Jared Anthony Higgins. But he's obviously known as a professional artist who the name is Juice WRLD. So he actually was an American rapper, singer, and songwriter from Chicago. Yes, Chicago. And like I said, his name is Juice WRLD. So literally what happened with him is, obviously, yeah, he's young. He's actually young. In fact, let me actually touch on like his bio so that you understand and you know a bit about him and his background. So like I said, he's known as Juice WRLD. His full name is Jared Anthony Higgins. That's his government name. And he was actually born on the 2nd of December, 1998. Yes, 1998. So he's actually young. He was young, if I can put it that way. He was born in Chicago. Yes, Chicago, right there in United States. That is where he was born. And he died on the 8th of December, 1999. I'm just kidding. Yeah. I know you're like thinking, he was born 1998 and then he died 1999. That doesn't make sense. So how did he become an artist? I'm just kidding. He was actually born, like I said, 2nd December 1998, and then he died on the 8th of December 2019. So that's literally the year he was born in. And then the following, yeah, you know, years that went by, he actually did the most in his career, if I can put it that way. He lived a life where he even hit like the billboards and all those stuff. And then 2019 comes, 8 December, bam, he's gone, just like that. So he actually died in 2019 on the 8th of December, and the cause of his death was actually a seizure. So yeah, he died of a seizure, and the reason why he had a seizure is because he induced oxycodone and codeine. So literally that's actually what led to his seizure, and then bam, he died. Obviously he had depression and all those other stuff, which is why he used to take codeine, and yeah, like he used to intoxicate himself with codeine and oxycodone, and yeah, literally after taking them, I mean, like, he was probably thinking he's coping with his depression and all those stuff, and then bam, there goes his life. So just like that, and yeah, gone, literally gone. So that is a bit about him. And obviously he gained popularity after releasing a song called Lucid Dreams, and that actually was a song that got played like over 1 billion times on Spotify, and it hit, you know, number 2 on the billboards of Hot 100 tracks. So it hit number 2 and all the stuff. Literally, that's, yeah, that is what happened with him. And yeah, there was a bit about him in terms of his life, and yeah, you know, what he actually achieved. So yeah, that's Juice WRLD. Yeah, like, literally, that is a bit about him. I would actually love to go, you know, deep inside his life, like, not that deep, but, you know, just like touch on a bit about his life and all those things, and then, you know, reveal the other side, which is obviously the Christian side. One thing I do have to say though is the guy was young. He was actually young. If you look at the age that he actually died at, sure, like, yeah, sure, that is all I have to say. You know, if I say sure, like, yeah, you know, it's bad. Literally, it's bad. It's like really bad. So yeah, that's, it's bad for him. Like, literally, he died at a young age. It's the same situation as XXXTentacion. So XXXTentacion, it's the same situation, you know, as him. Like, literally, he also died young. And if you look at them, they were actually in the same, you know, clip, like, click crew, or yeah, if I can put it that way, in the same crew. And yeah, that was basically, but yeah, like, you look at the lives that they lived. Yes, they were young, they, according to the world, they achieved a lot, but if I had to actually be honest, they didn't really achieve a lot. Like, look, if you rate what they did according to their purpose, you actually get to understand that yes, they lived a life that one would say it was successful, it was amazing and all those stuff, but rating it according to their purpose, no, they lived a life far away from their purpose. Yes, they had a talent that they used and all those things, but based on their purpose, they did not achieve anything close to their purpose. The amount of people they impacted, I can say those were the amount of people that they were supposed to impact plus more, but now within their purpose. So that is the difference. Like, yeah, that is actually the difference that I would say from my side. They did impact a lot of people, which is the amount of people they should have impacted, but they should have impacted those people when they were in their purpose. That is literally what was supposed to happen, not when they were outside their purpose. So yeah, if you actually get what I'm saying, and if you don't get what I'm saying, I'm gonna actually, like, actually, yeah, get it to you so that you can understand it better by, you know, like, just actually explaining it to you. So I'm gonna actually explain it to you so that you understand exactly what yeah, you know, I'm speaking about in terms of their purpose. So each and every one of us here on earth, we have a purpose, and we, to be honest, we all have a common purpose, which is to, you know, get the masses, you know, and, like, impact people's lives, and, you know, actually get them to heaven, if I can put it that way, with us. So we're not supposed to go to heaven alone. We're supposed to go to heaven with people. So that's literally what's supposed to happen. But yeah, based on different things that happen in people's lives, there's choices that they make, and based on those choices, there's results, if I can put it that way. Every decision that you take, do expect a result back. So everything that you do in life, always make sure that you expect an outcome. And one thing that you must always make sure you understand is the outcome is always going to be positive or negative. So you literally need to sit down and think, what I'm doing, is it going to produce a positive outcome, or is it going to produce a negative outcome? So that's what you need to, like, ask yourself. That's what you always need to ask yourself. Yeah.
If you're gonna say goodbye to me, then I will be on my way. I will be on my way. But if you say stay forever, then I will never leave. Then I will never leave. Oh. say goodbye to me, then I will be on my way. I will be on my way. Oh. You say stay forever, I'll stay forever, I'll stay forever, I'll stay.
You can find us on the gram, you feel me? Instagram at Active Worship, we on books, you feel me? Facebook, click the follow since you're in it, keep listening. Apple Music, oh, it got you dancing, keep streaming. Spotify, it got you smiling, keep streaming. Oh, and Deezer, got your moves looking easy, cause we cool like that. Search Active Worship and listen, cause we cool like that. Christ music is hot music.
Check out the amazing music by Active Worship on all platforms.
Yeah, yeah, and there was Stay Forever by Matthew Parker. I know you enjoy that, yes. Can't tell me that you didn't enjoy that. If you tell me that you didn't enjoy that, that is a lie. That is a lie. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Yeah, let me know if you enjoyed that. And yeah, what are your suggestions? You know, like what tracks and all that stuff. Yeah, so getting on to it. Yeah, and going deeper into it. Obviously, yeah, we're speaking about Juice WRLD, Jared Anthony Higgins. Yeah, who was known as a professional rapper, American rapper, singer and songwriter from Chicago. His rap name was Juice WRLD. Yep, that is who he was. And yeah, basically the way he died, he was actually going to perform, and then yeah, he obviously induced codeine and yeah, you know, oxycodone, you know, these people that mix things. Now, something that's interesting about them, you know, like yeah, Juice WRLD, XXX, Tentacion, all those people, look, they had talent. One thing that I can say is they did have talent. The bad thing was the industry that they were involved in. Look, Satan knows each and every one of you. He knows what you're capable of. Look, Satan used to be an angel, if I can put it that way. He used to be an angel, like he was in heaven. And interestingly enough, yes, not in love, enough. Ooh, we are back into this. In fact, this is the first show where the tongue is twisting. So yeah, we're going back into creating the dictionary. Aren't you excited? We're going to be creating new words this year. Yep, once again. So 2021, yeah, new words are coming. So yeah, when you look at each and every one of them, yes, they did have talent, you know, like they had the talent, like music and everything. Yeah, like they actually had it. And yeah, like they were blowing, you know, getting fame and all that stuff. But they were not living in their purpose, because when you look at the type of music that they were making it, you know, glorifying everything physical, Satan, and distracting people, which is literally what Satan wants. Doesn't want you to be fulfilling your purpose. If you're fulfilling your purpose, you are a threat to him. But if you're not fulfilling your purpose, you are not a threat to him. If you are leading people to love, you know, which is the world's type of love, he has no problem, because he sees, okay, you're helping him advance his kingdom, which is the kingdom of darkness. One thing that I can say is, they were all trapped in this kingdom of darkness. And you obviously got those that realized that, hey, I'm in the wrong kingdom. And then they'll try and escape, but Satan will take them out. Literally, that is what would happen to each and every one of the artists. Like, you look at your Triple X and Tashan, he actually even mentioned it himself. He said that they after him, they're actually going after him. And that's literally what they do. They go, they use you. When they see you actually understanding what's happening and you're getting wiser and you're wanting to go out, that's where they terminate you, they take you out. That's what Lucifer does. Comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And one thing that I know is he is in a position where he has influence. He actually has influence with his demons and all the stuff. He can influence you to do the wrong things. And if you are not connected to the Holy Spirit, it's going to be hard for you to actually win the battle against Lucifer. One area that he gets people the most is music. Look, when he was in heaven, he used to, like, he understands how music works. He used to, he used to be a worship leader, if I can put it that way. That was Lucifer. Lucifer was a worship leader in heaven. So he understands how music works. Music is to glorify the Lord, but he uses it to lead people away from God and get them into hell. That is what he would do. That is the problem that each and every one of these young rappers have had. Juice WRLD, XXX, Tentacion, you know, all of them, Tupac, MJ. Obviously, your Tupac and your MJs, they even started speaking against Lucifer, you know, Sony, the industry, and exposing it. And then they took them out because they knew, hey, these guys, they're getting wiser. They're wanting to escape. And yeah, it's bad. Obviously, there's those arrogant type of artists. There's also the arrogant sides of those artists where they do see the truth, but they arrogant because of fame and popularity and money and power, which is a problem. But all of them, one thing that they did have is the choice to actually accept Christ. And I believe the blood of Christ is above everything else that was in their lives. So if they actually gave their lives to Christ, same thing with Juice WRLD. If he gave his life to Christ, I'm telling you, he was going to lead more people than he actually impacted during his lifetime away from God and doing music. I believe he was going to impact more people. So that's literally what I believe from my side. So Juice WRLD died at a young age, did impact a lot of people. I mean, for your track to actually hit over a billion, you know, people, that's a lot. But now imagine if you actually decided to do it for God. I mean, you're going to go beyond a billion, be 2 billion, like literally you're going to go behind, like beyond what you can actually think of. That's what was going to happen with him. So that is a moral, you know, like moral of the story is get to God and actually accept Christ as your Lord and personal Savior and love for him, do his work, what he wants you to do. That's what you got to be doing. And yeah, I hope you actually get the moral of the story, you actually get to understand it, and actually, you know, go out there and change the world with Jesus. That's what you need to be doing. Before I disappear, here's an awesome track for you, and yeah, you're gonna actually love and enjoy the track. Yeah, the title of the track is No Better Time by Bloombridge. Yep. So that's the moral of the story. Make sure you get to God and you actually give your life to God and you actually live for him, because that is your purpose. You gotta be living your purpose in Christ. For myself, Fearless Eagle, I have to love you and leave you. Yes, if it's good morning to you, good morning. If it's good evening to you, good evening. If it's good night. Finally, you can go and sleep. And yeah, I'll see you next week. Different time, depending on whatever time that you get the show. But same place, Active FM was the topic. That's where you make sure you get it. For myself, make sure that you share the show with, you know, your friends, your loved ones, everyone that is in your world, because what's the topic can change their lives forever. I'm gonna love you and leave you. Yes, make sure you stay blessed. And this year, we got a new target. Our new target is to hit, I hope you're listening, our new target is to hit 10,000 listeners, because you are doing it for Jesus, hey? So make sure in your life you get more than 10 people to listen to the show. Just one of you. Imagine now there's 10 of you. 10 times 10. It's a lot of people, right? So our target is to hit 10,000 listeners within Now, this is the catch, within a week. So every week we need to have 10,000 people listening to us, the topic, and sharing the show and telling people about Jesus. That is the goal. So make sure you support me in doing that. And yeah, I love you. I appreciate you. I thank you for actually taking the time to listen to us, the topic. I enjoyed speaking to you. Yeah. Peace out and God bless.
Like what you're listening to?
Follow us on Gab and Twitter at ActiveFM,
Instagram at ActiveFM777,
and Facebook at /ActiveFM.
Just unwind from all the stress, anxiety, and hurt I feel inside. I can feel my troubles pouring over me like rain. But even in the struggle, you say I'll be okay.
They never said this would be easy, but I won't live like petrified. I'm gonna hang on to these moments, 'cause there's no better time to be alive. I wish I was older, to afford the hands of time, so I could just pass over all the storms I'll have to fight. The pressure that I'm facing is pressing from all sides, but even in the darkness, you still find a way to shine. They never said this would be easy, but I won't live life petrified. I'm gonna hang on to these moments, 'cause there's no better time to be. Petrified. I'm gonna hang.